Oh, what? So you have new headphones now? Is that it?
No, I have my headphones. I was using loaner headphones before.
Oh, yeah. So now you have headphones that. Because the station headphones are. They cost upwards of $9.
They're good enough for me.
Well, I understand. It's kind of like. They're kind of like Bic pens. You know, don't spend a lot because somebody's going to walk away.
Wait a second.
Them.
Are these standard Bic pens or women Bic pens?
No. The little ones that have the clear barrel because people will walk away with them and put them someplace. It's not like they'll end up on the dashboard of some stranger's car, as would with Bic pens, but. I mean, they move from control room to control room.
That's why you could tape a giant fake flower to the top, people do with pens at restaurants.
That would look very good with the headphones, I think.
I would love to see Scott like that.
Not me, no, other people. Just these
Scott
on this
can have two antennas on his.
But it's very bizarre because in all the years I've been in radio, I mean, it's been at least 25 years since I've had a pair of headphones that I use at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a pair at the house, but that's it. Yeah, I just come in and use whatever the station's got because, I mean, hell, I can't improve my voice. I mean, it is what it is.
You have a good voice,
well,
Scott.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. But that's just, you know, but I know that, for instance, what kind of, fancy pants headphones have you got in there?
These are Sony Professionals that I've had
for 10 years. See, Professional. See?
It was a present to, I started buying them because it was a present to myself when I got my very first morning show.
Okay. All right. So, and they cost more than $9. And so,
a little.
Yeah.
We'll see. And Scott, maybe confidence has a role that it plays. I know that you are saying you don't use headphones, but some of us, when I wear headphones and I'm recording PSAs or by wearing headphones, I can sort of pretend that nobody can hear me in here going, Briar Kest, Briar Crest.
All the screw up you do. And actually,
Cat, walking by your studio, I did hear you.
Yeah. And just as another aside, I mean, for a long time, I didn't use headphones at all, which really, really made the boss angry because I would just set them over here on the side and just let them, I could hear them that way. But the deal is, after doing this for years, I can't hear anything unless I put headphones on, But I did. For a long time, I didn't like wearing headphones, which is, again, really not part of what this business is, because you got to do that. All right, so today's lesson in life. It takes a hamster to find a hamster.
Oh.
Guy in England bought a hamster for his son, but by the time he got home, the animal had escaped from its box. So now the guy took his car into a mechanic to try to find it. I mean, he looked around, he couldn't find it, takes it to the mechanic. Mechanic basically tears out the interior and just starts looking every place in the body for this hamster that he can't find.
Oh, my goodness.
So a garage worker said after four days, he's home and he's talking to his wife about this. The wife says, well, this is stupid.
I'm not here.
Okay, hit
no, that's me. They keep calling my room.
Hit the do not disturb button.
What does it look like?
It says do not disturb.
Mine are just pictures. There's a red phone that looks dead on its back.
Bottom of the rug.
I'm going to ask you to unplug it because it's a guy in Navasota that I've already talked
to this
morning, and I don't need to talk to him anymore, and he doesn't need to talk to you. So anyway, so the wife says, well, just get a female hamster.
Smart lady.
And that's what they did. Service manager's wife says, here, get the female hamster. He goes and gets the hamster, brings it to the garage. Within seconds of putting the female hamster in the car, male hamster, head pops up, they catch him. Gee, it ain't rocket science.
Where
okay?
does this phone plug in?
I don't know. We'll take care of it in a minute.
Okay.
I may use a sledgehammer.
Info.
Mation.
Perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with this warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Birthday time.
Oh, boy, it's that time.
Yeah, we're going to start off. It's ex-birthday time, apparently.
Oh?
Ryan Phillippe, Reese Witherspoon's ex, 38 today.
Of course, and that's how you want to be remembered.
Oh.
Well, another one that's just like him, Guy Ritchie, Madonna's ex, is 44 today.
Okay.
Big unit, Randy Johnson's 49.
Uh-huh.
Colin Firth, you'll remember him from the King's Speech.
Or from Pride and Prejudice.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Bridget Jones Diaries.
But the King's Speech may be... That may be a perfect movie. May be. That's pretty good stuff.
Right. Let me see. Joe Perry, 62 today.
Who's that?
Joe Perry.
Oh, the guy who used to be the singer for Journey. Is that him?
No, that's Steve.
Steve, okay.
Aerosmith is Joe Perry. He's a guitarist.
Of course. You get those Perry guys confused. Yeah, okay.
Bill O'Reilly, 63 today.
All right.
And Jose Feliciano.
Uh-huh.
He is celebrating his birthday. He's 67.
Uh-huh.
And Roger Maris would have celebrated a birthday today.
Oh, Roger Maris.
And I left out one. Arnold Palmer. Love his tea. He's 83 today.
That's great tea, doesn't he?
Yeah, it does.
Karl Lagerfeld, the designer dude, 79. And a lady who doesn't have to work anymore is Amy Irving. She's 59. Isn't she married to, like, Steven Spielberg?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, that's why she doesn't have to work anymore. I think he's bringing the paycheck home for him. And Chris Columbus, who's a director, not the one who discovered America, would be 54. All right, 6:19.